Welcome to Wonderfilled Stories Podcast. I hope you are ready for a great day because something tells me that this is going to be a good one for you. So I learned something really cool recently. Okay, imagine this. A rainbow isn't just hanging in the sky like a giant sticker. It's actually a trick your eyes are doing with sunlight and raindrops. And here's the cool part. Your eyes are the boss of what your rainbow looks like. A rainbow happens when sunlight hits tiny raindrops, and those raindrops bend the light and split it into colors. But the only reason you see that rainbow right there is because where you are standing. If you move two steps to the left, the rainbow moves too. If your friend stands somewhere else, they're seeing a different rainbow in a different spot. So that means every single rainbow is yours. You are always the center of the rainbow you see. It's like the rainbow draws an invisible line from the sun to the raindrops to your eyes. A special connection that only works for you in that moment. Your friend might see a rainbow too, but it's not the same one because they're standing in a different place. So really, you're the center of your rainbow because without you, it wouldn't look the way it does. Your rainbow is your very own piece of magic. It just so happens that every day is your very own piece of magic too. You get to choose what you do with this magical day. You can choose to have a stinky attitude and waste it, or you can choose to make the best of every opportunity to make this day into a building block for a phenomenal life. So enough of the wait, here's chapter 8. Chapter 8, The Vultures. It was almost dinner time, but none of the boys were eager to race home to eat. The fort was strewn with candy wrappers, giant soda cups, baseball cards, and other various garbage. The celebration had begun when the triad arrived at the fort after school with four plastic bags full of snacks and spoils. Laughing gleefully, they pulled open baseball card packs with chocolate-smudged fingers. Need it, got it, got it, got it, got it, need it. Davy expertly flipped through the packs, organizing the cards he planned to keep on the fly. Kai lay back on the lumpy sofa with the latest issue of The Amazing Spider-Man. Flipping through the comic, he marveled at the full-page pictures expertly drawn by his favorite artist. Check out this line work, he said proudly, as he held up the comic so Jace could see the page. Wow, look at that, Jace responded flatly. He didn't know what line work was, and he was too focused on opening his own packs of upper-class cards to care. Costing four times more than a pack of basic sports cards, upper class had always been a rare treat for the boys. They were kept high on the shelf behind the counter at the mini-mart, and when the grumpy old cashier reached for a pack, Davy would imitate his favorite game show and say, "No whammies, no whammies!" For some reason, this always visibly annoyed the old cashier. Closing his eyes as he ripped open a pack of expensive baseball cards, Jason hailed the smell of pungent gloss that coated the shiny cardboard. "Ah, do you smell that?" he asked, sticking the pack under Kai's nose. Kai recoiled. "That is terrible. Why do you like that smell?" His face wrinkled in disgust. "It reminds me of my childhood." Jace took another long whiff, like a chef testing an elegant broth. "Let me smell." Davy stuck his nose in the direction of the pack, and Jace held it up toward him. He immediately snatched the pack from Jace's hand and bolted off. Taking chase, Jace warned Davy about wrinkling the cards as he flipped them into the air one at a time, saying, "Need it, got it, need it." Davy was trying to collect the entire topper set, so he almost always got the cheap baseball cards. He didn't mind because he had more packs to open, and each pack included a thin stick of dried-out bubblegum. Nobody chewed it but Davy. The crusty gum turned to powder as soon as you began to gnaw on it. But he insisted that with a little extra jaw action, it would turn into rubber and last all day. When he told this to others, he would insert the appropriate exaggerated chewing motion. Kai always thought Davy's description made the gum sound even worse. Jace finished wrestling his cards away from Davy, who was thoroughly enjoying the game of keep away, pounding Davy's shoulder once for good measure. As he walked back to his seat, Jace flipped through the cards, annoyed. "You wrinkled my Nolan Ryan card!" Jace was legitimately upset. "So sorry," Davy said, mocking his friend's concern. "He's so old that he's wrinkled anyway." "That is a rare card," Jace tried to remain annoyed. "I needed it for my collection." "I guess I'll have to buy you a new one." Davy pulled a $10 bill from the money bag and waved it in the air as he pretended to think. Now, where could we find that exact card? "Carter's Cards and Comics," Kai said enthusiastically. "Yes, I have to get a graphic novel." "A what?" Jace asked. "It's like a really long comic book," Kai explained. "Instead of telling a small part of the story, like a typical comic, it tells the whole story at once, like a novel." "What comic do you want to get?" Davy quizzed. "The graphic novel," Kai corrected, "is called The Deadly Joke. You know, Batman versus Joker." "I heard that they were building a Batman roller coaster at Coaster Kingdom," Jace commented. "Maybe we could go to the grand opening." "We could hire a bus to take our whole class to the amusement park," Davy suggested. "That would be a party." "What about the mall?" Jace refocused the conversation. "Are we doing this?" "Doing what?" Davy asked. "Going to the mall," Jace clarified. "I can go Saturday morning." "Oh yeah, I'm on board," Kai replied. "I'm gonna buy a mountain of cheeseburgers from the Burger Shack," Davy proclaimed. "If you're nice to me, I may share them with you." "We can buy whatever we want," Jace grabbed a handful of cash and tossed it into the air, "as long as we can carry it back on our bikes. Remember, we need to keep it small. Maybe the first trip should be for fun," Kai reminded. "We can secretly buy big stuff later." "How are we going to buy what we want if we don't want people to know that we are rich?" Jace wondered aloud. "I'm still not certain why we care if people find out," Davy added. Kai explained. "Each time my grandpa saw in the newspaper that someone had won the lottery, he would say, 'They should keep it a secret, or else it will attract vultures.'" "What do vultures have to do with it?" Davy asked. "What would you do if someone you knew won a ton of cash?" Jace asked. "I would make friends with them and try to get some of that cheddar for my biscuits," Davy said as he rubbed his fingers together to signify money. "Exactly," Kai stated. "If people know we have a bunch of money, they'll swoop in like a big, ugly carrion birds looking for a free meal. So how are we going to party at the mall without spilling the beans?" Davy asked. "We can tell them that my uncle won the lottery," Jace announced. "That way they won't have a reason to come back later for more." "Yeah, that might actually work," Kai nodded. "We can say that he gave you a small amount to celebrate with your friends. And just enough to buy a go-kart," Davy added hopefully. "Dude, let it go," Jace playfully slapped the back of Davy's head. "Ow. Be glad that you will get your mountain of cheeseburgers. Just don't tell many people," Kai added. "We don't want a riot in the food court." The rest of the week crawled by as the boys looked forward to the upcoming trip to the mall. Despite their best efforts to keep things quiet, rumors began to spread like weeds. Thanks for listening to Wonderfilled Stories today. Remember, there's always a little magic waiting in the space between here and there. Come back tomorrow for another moment of courage, curiosity, and wonder to start your day. And if you're enjoying these stories, consider joining the Wonder Club, because with your support, we'll keep dreaming, keep creating, and start planning for season 2. Check out more of what we're up to by visiting jasonsoule.com. That's jasonsoule.com. Remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices, you can live with good consequences, and not the other way around. We'll see you tomorrow for more wonder-filled stories. Until then, stay curious, stay kind, and always wonder-filled.